The words that we'll be focusing on the service today are three words, and I always remember an old elder who's in glory now. And every time on Easter Sunday morning, when I would read out the passage and I would say these three words, whether it was mid-flow or whether it was the beginning of the service, he would always shout back at me. And you can imagine what he shouted. The three words that we'll focus on today is He is risen. And John Maxwell would always shout, He is risen indeed. Do you want to try it? He is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Amen. Three words for you to remember today. When you're walking out the door today at the end of the service, I want you to be walking out hanging on to three words. He is risen. Can you say it back to me? He is risen. And I want to think about these three words one by one. The first word is what? He. He. So who is he is the question. Don't answer me yet. But who is he is the question. Who is the he that Easter's all about? No answering yet. I was imagining what it might be like if I had been living on a planet a million miles away and I just got dropped into the world on Saturday afternoon before Easter Sunday and I saw Easter all over the place. And I was imagining if I knew nothing about anything and then I was trying to understand what's Easter all about, what would I do? Well, I might go to a shop because that's where Easter is written everywhere. And if I go to a shop, I wonder what I would find. Well, I went to a shop and I looked for all the different things I could find about Easter. What do you think I found about Easter in a shop? Lily, do you want to come and help me? Well, I come to you and you can help me. What's the first thing we see at the top of this box? What's that thing? That were in the shop in the Easter section. What about this thing here? What's that? That's a bunny. And I saw lots of bunnies that were in the shop in the section that was to do with Easter. What about that? Come and help me, boys. Show me some of the things. What else did you find in this box? Easter eggs, not eating them yet, and Easter eggs, and a big Easter egg, and a Easter, what's that? Oh, it's a chocolate bunny, and then there is, what's this? A chick, another chick. That is filled with little Smarties. And then I saw lots and lots of cards. What's on that card? Easter eggs. And a bunny. Is there a bunny? There's a bunny. What about that card? What's on that card? Okay, what's on the back of this? What about the girl? So you can tell us something good. What do you see on the card? Got it? Happy Easter, and then what do you see? What little things are on the card? Bunnies, and eggs, and bunnies, and eggs, and bunnies, and eggs. Okay, boys, you go and sit down. And then what's on this card? Four eggs, and chickens, and the bunny ears. And I think that's all I've got. I'll leave that there just now. We'll move in a second. Now, how do all these things help me to understand what Easter is really about? Do they help me that much to understand what Easter is all about? Not, thank you, John Roddy. No, they don't really, do they? these things don't really help me to understand very much what Easter was all about. I think if I was dropped from another planet on this world trying to understand what Easter was all about and all I had to go on was the shops, then I might think Easter was a chocolate-eating festival. I might think it was something to do with wildlife. I might think it was something to do with chickens and eggs. I might think it was a teddy party. That's not what Easter's all about, really, is it? No. So what is Easter all about? Who is Easter all about? Who is he that we read about in the Bible text? Who is the he that the angel that was white as lightning spoke to the two Marys about? You know, there was one thing that I bought, or was bought for me. And this does help me to understand a bit about what Easter is all about. Do you know what that is? What's that called? Hot crisps? Close, but not correct. What is it called?
Hot crisps.
Hot crisps? No, not hot crisps, no. It's going to be a short service, but how short it'll be will depend on your answers. What's this called? It's called hot cross buns. And if you look at a hot cross bun, what letter do you see that's in the middle of a hot cross bun? I'm going to have to open one and show you. What letter do you see in the middle of a hot cross bun? X. We see the letter X in the middle of a hot cross bun. Now to us, that's just the letter X. But do you know at the time of Jesus, at the time that he died and rose again, and all the people who were beginning to follow him were writing letters to each other, when they wrote letters about Jesus, do you know what they wrote to tell each other they were writing about Jesus? X. Because X in Greek is ch, and ch was short for Christ. And when we speak about Christ, who are we speaking about? We're speaking about Jesus. So who is he? John Roddy? Jesus. And Easter is all about Jesus. Yes, we eat the eggs. I'll eat a few today. Yes, we might want to cuddle the bunnies. We might think the chicks are very cute. We might have ourselves a hot cross bun. But Easter is all about he. And he is, tell me, he is Jesus. And I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to remind you, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to remind you, week after week after week, to look to and to think about and to listen to and to believe in who? Jesus. So the first word is he. So boys and girls, see if we can remember where we've got to so far. The first word was, speak out loud to me. He. And who's he? Jesus. And the second word is what? Is. The second word is. So he is. So Easter is all about he, Jesus, God the Son. And Easter is about is. He is Jesus. But the next word is. The angel said he is. It's just one little word. You might think it's funny that we stop and think about that word, but try and imagine if you were one of the Marys. And if you were one of the Marys and you loved Jesus and you had trusted Jesus and you had seen all the things that had happened to Jesus. What had just happened to Jesus before he rose? What happened, boys and girls, before he rose? Yeah, John. He died on the cross. That's right. And the two Marys, they must have thought it was a very strange thing for the angel to say he is. Because they knew he died. And they'd been watching and they'd been listening as the rulers shouted horrible things at him, and as they laughed at him, and as they spat at him, and as they hit him with their fists, and as they took some sharp thorns and made them into like a crown, and they pressed them into his head until there was blood. And then they took this huge cross and they tried to make him carry the cross that he was crushing under the weight of. And then they put the cross up, having nailed Jesus to it. And they left him on that cross to die. And Mary and all the disciples who'd ran away, they all knew that Jesus had died. The soldiers had made sure that he was dead. And then they took his body down from the cross and they placed it in a tomb, in a grave. And soldiers, big strong soldiers, guarded the door of the tomb to make sure that nobody could take Jesus' dead body away. So Mary and Mary, they were absolutely sure. Their hearts were sore because they knew that Jesus had died. Now when somebody we know and we love dies, then we might talk about them, but we wouldn't say he is. After they died, we would say he was. He was such a kind man. Or he was such a good person. He was such a clever man. He was so generous. You would say he was, but after somebody has died, you'd never say he is if he's dead. And yet the angels that came to the Marys, who were looking for Jesus' body in the tomb, which now had a door that was burst open, they said, he is. What did they say? He is. And you know, that reminds me of what Jesus said about himself many times. Jesus said many times, I am. Not I was, or not I will be, but time after time, Jesus said, I am. Boys and girls, you're going to come out and you're going to read to us some of the times that Jesus said, I am. Who's got the first one? Well, all those who've got I ams, come out and you can do a reading. Hey, Bethany, you come in first. Who's got number two? Anna, out you come. Are we listening to this? Jesus' words? What does he say?
I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry.
Okay, thank you. I am the bread of life. I'm the one who can satisfy your soul, said Jesus. I am. Number three.
I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have light of... No. But will have the light of life.
Thank you, Ruthie. I am the light of the world, says Jesus. No darkness, but I am the light. Number four.
I am the gate. Whoever enters
through me will be saved.
Thank you, Bethany. Jesus says, I am the gate. Next one.
I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
Thank you, Natalie.
I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies, and whoever lives will and believes in me will never die.
Thank you, Bella. I am the resurrection. Caitlin?
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
Thank you, Caitlin.
I am the true vine.
Thank you, Grace. So seven times there, and that's just in one gospel, Jesus says, I am. I am the good shepherd. I am the bread of life. I am the gate. I am the resurrection. I am the way. I am the true vine. I'm the one who can give you life. So what was Jesus saying when he was saying to the people, I am? And what was it that the angel was saying when he said to the two Marys, he is, even after he died? Well, do you know what they were telling them? They were telling them that he is God. I am is the name for God, especially for God. Do you remember, boys and girls, when Moses was called by God to lead the children of Israel? And he was very nervous, and he was saying, I can't do that. I'm not good at speaking. I don't want to do this job. He was so scared. And he said to the Lord in Exodus 3, suppose I go to the Israelites and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they ask me, what is his name? What then will I tell them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. This is what you are to say to the Israelites. I am has sent me to you. And Jesus said, I am. And the angel said to Mary and Mary, he is. Not he was, but he whom you saw crucified, he is. So who is he? He is God, the Lord, who always was and always is and always will be. He is the everlasting God. And not even death seemed to be able to stop him. And that's what Easter is all about. Two words so far. What's the first word? And the second word is? Thank you. He is Jesus. He is God, the Son, and the Savior. Is he your Savior, boys and girls? Mums and dads, Annies and Shenners? Is he your Savior? Is all about chickens? No? Eggs? Bunnies? Easter is all about, what's the first word? It's all about he. And who is he? Easter is all about he who is Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. And Easter is all about what he has done. So what has he done? He has, he is. Remember the last word? He is risen. And that is the good news of Easter. Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus is risen. The bad news of the Easter story was the crucifixion. On Good Friday, on the Friday, Jesus was nailed to a cross. Why did he go to the cross, boys and girls? Emma. He went to the cross to take away our sin, to pay the debt for our sin. And he went to the cross, and he went willingly to the cross, and he died on the cross, didn't he? Did he really die? He really died on the cross to pay the price for our sin. The Friday passed, and Saturday passed, and then on the Sunday morning, what did they find? He is risen. The stone was rolled away. And can you imagine the two maids with their hearts sore, tears in their eyes, and they come to the place where they knew that Jesus' body had been put, and the stone was rolled away. And you can imagine them saying to each other, what's happened here? What on earth has happened here? And then the angel answered their question by saying, he is risen. Go and tell the disciples, Mary and Mary. And as the Marys went, Jesus met them. And he showed them that really and truly, he is risen. And boys and girls, and mums and dads, and grannies and shemmers, and everybody who's here, if he is risen from the dead, and our faith is in him, then our sins, every single one of them, have been paid for. And our enemy, the devil, he's beaten. And death, which hurts us so much as we think about the people who once sat with us and who are no longer sitting here with us, death is finished. Because resurrection life is promised, it's guaranteed to everyone who believes in Jesus. Risen life, everlasting life. Will you come out and be reading for me, please, Anna? Can you come, please? You listen better when the children read. This is a promise that Paul, the apostle, had, that he spoke out. And let's listen to it as we think about what all this means for us today.
The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith we are proclaiming, that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved.
Thank you. What a promise, eh? See, all that happened on that first Easter is amazing in itself, and it's true. But when we believe that Jesus really was risen from the dead, and when we confess with our mouths that Jesus really is Lord and our Lord, God says to us through Paul the Apostle, Romans 10, verses 8 and 9, you will, not you might, but you will be saved. See, you and I are saved not by what we do, but we are saved by what Jesus has already done in dying for us and then rising for us. And that's the best news that anyone could ever give to anyone. That Jesus is risen. And that we are saved to risen everlasting life. Can you remember the three words? Can you say them like nice and loud for me? Louder.
He is risen.
One more time.
He is risen.
Thank you, thank you. And that's the three words that I want you to take out of the hall with you today. Remember, He is risen. He, Jesus, who is the Christ, God, is not dead, but He's alive. He's risen. 30 more seconds. One thought to think about as we go out the door just in a moment. You know what happened next? Jesus died, and He rose from the dead, and in Matthew 28, now you don't need to go there, but you can look at it when you go home, especially the older ones. We have the story, we see how Jesus died in Matthew 27, and then He rises from the dead in Matthew chapter 28, and He appears to the woman, and He gives them courage. He tells them, don't be scared, I really am alive. And then they go off to see the disciples, saying, He, Jesus, is risen. Two things happen at the end of Matthew. And both things are to do with the news that the ladies brought. He is risen. The soldiers and the rulers, when they heard and knew that the news that He is risen was true, do you know what they did? They tried to cover it all up. And the bosses in that place at that time said, shh, don't let anybody know. Shh, nobody must know about this. We know what you saw, soldiers. Don't tell anybody. Were you telling anybody? Don't dare tell anybody. So they got their wallets out and they gave them loads of money. And they said, whatever happens, nobody must know that Jesus is risen. They just wanted to live their lives as if He never lived and He never died and He never rose. That's what the soldiers and the rulers did. But the two maids, they believed and they trusted. And they worshipped Jesus, and they told other people, the disciples first, the good news that He is risen. And boys and girls, as we walk out that door today, every one of us will do one of these two things. We have heard the truth that He, Jesus, is risen. And we will walk out that door like the soldiers and the rulers, saying, we don't want to hear any more about this. I don't want to think about this anymore. I just want to get on with my life. I don't want to think any more about this Jesus and all that He's done. That's what the soldiers did. That's what the rulers did. They wanted to live their lives apart from Jesus. Or we can be like the two maids, who heard and saw and believed and trusted and used their minds and their energy to tell other people the good news that He is risen.